You might be here this morning picturing that bride and and thinking, I don't feel like a pure bride. I don't feel like I'm pure and spotless. I don't feel like I'm worthy of a groom who's so in love with me. But in any relationship, as we're all in a personal relationship, in a corporate relationship with the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, there's so much love. If you feel like you've come this morning and you're not feeling pure, the Lord is saying, I love you anyway. I just see the bridegroom just giving the bride just a hug and holding her. And if you feel this morning like there's just this block or there's just this stronghold in your mind or there's something that's keeping you from receiving that love, I just encourage you to just repent. Say, Lord, I give this burden to you. I give this heaviness to you. Lord, I know that you love me just the way I am, and I know that I am pure because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I just speak purity over this body, because the Lord wants to take us somewhere this morning. He wants to hold his bride. He wants to just come in such an intimate way that I don't even know if some of us have experienced yet. That's what's in his heart. And if you feel like you're not worthy, that is a lie. That's a lie this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we draw close to you because of the blood. Lord, because of what you did, you paid a price. You tell this body that we were bought with a price. And if we stumble a million times, you still love us just the same. And you say, come, repent quickly. Come back into my arms. Come back close to the fire. Don't draw away from the fire. Don't draw away. Don't be scared. I just break and bind all fear in this place in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just draw into him. Just picture yourself drawing close to him. Lord, may our hearts never grow cold toward you. Thank you, Lord. And if you feel like your heart's grown hard or cold in any way, just say, Lord, soften it. Lord, melt my heart this morning. Make me fall in love all over again with you. Because we can't ever forget that first love. Thank you, Jesus.
In John 17:21, Jesus' words read, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me, Lord. Lord, let that be our heart's cry. Let that ring, Lord God, that your arms are wide open to us, Lord. And when you were on the cross, Jesus, your arms were wide open. And you took that cup of wrath and you drank it for us, Lord God, because of justice, because of our holy Papa living with justice. He said, my arms are wide open. When you see my son, you see me. Come to me. Come to me. I will make all things new. It's all about love with me, with my heart, that you might be one with me. And Jesus, you know my heart. Just cry out to him, Jesus, I want to know that love. I want to feel that love. Because you've done it for me, Lord God. You've taken it all upon yourself so I wouldn't have anything left in me but love. And Lord, today I want to receive. I want to receive. I want to receive your love. Let's just open our arms to him as we sing, arms wide open. We are wide open to you, Jesus. You are the one who had your arms open, Lord. And our arms and hearts are open.
Arms wide open, leading us Sometimes a bleeding.
We want a revelation of you, Jesus.
Quite a
deeper revelation of who you are and what you've done.
Exposed.
How do we know what love is?
Arms wide open.
Yes, Lord. Revelatory way, Lord, that's new to us. Lord, we really can't step in and love you and feel that love with all of our hearts and souls and minds and strength. Lord, if we don't open ourselves up and receive, and Lord, today, no matter what's standing in the way, no matter what block there might be, no matter what wall might be up, any kind of hesitation, any type of hindrance, anything that would step us in and say, we want to know love. Anything at all. Just see ourselves giving that to you, saying, take it away. Take it off right now. Let those walls come down so we could receive right now. We could receive right now and see your arms wide open, saying, come. 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 Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Look at me. It's about my love for you. My unquenching, always constant, never changing, impenetrable love for you. That's my love. I hung on that tree because of love. I rose for you because of love. I was sent to this world because of love. That's what love looks like. It looks like me.
Yes.
The Lord says it looks like me. Jesus, we want that in us. We want you in us. Arms wide open, bleeding for us. We come to you right now, Lord. And we say, here we are.
I'm coming. I'm
Yay.
Coming.
Here I
I'm
am, coming. Jesus. Here I am, Jesus.
Be with you.
My heart's open to you. Our hearts to burn for him. Do you want to burn for him? If you want that burning flame, that torch, that unquenchable fire to burn even brighter, his love inside just agree, say yes, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me.
Yes,
yes. Lord, we need a revelation of the depth of your love. I give myself to you for love. I release myself to you. Have your way in me. That's what love looks like. It looks like you.
Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Deeper, deeper connectedness with the Lord's flame of love. Just step up. Take a step forward. You can come up here. You can step forward in the aisle. Just take a step. Say, Lord, burn brighter in me. And if you've never started to burn, say, Lord, I want to burn with your flame of fiery love, your ferocious love, your jealous love on the inside. That's what I want, Lord God. I was created for your pleasure. There are pleasures in you forevermore. I am part of that bridal remnant who says yes to you above all else. Yes to you first. Yes. That's our destiny, beloved. Our destiny is to be found in love and to be wrapped in his cloak of love. The love will break through any barriers, any numbness that you're feeling, anything that's not charging you on the inside. Just take that step. Press right through. He's drawing you. He's drawing you right into his heart. Oh! Shut up.
This is who I am. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is who I am.
Just sing, I want you, Jesus, inside.
This is who I am.
Yes, this is who you want.
Who I am.
Oh, I want this burning love. Let your flame ignite in me.
Let it burn. Of love, oh, living flame of love, burn, burn in me. I want it all, living flame of love.
This is breakthrough time. Oh, it's a new day. It's a new season.
Burning me that all may see and know. Burning me, burning me, King of glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how I know what love is. How I know what love is. This is 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 how I know what love is. Jesus, Jesus.
The eye of the Lord is moving to and fro throughout the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely His. He's looking, He's searching, He's saying, who will love me? He's not saying, what will you do? He's saying, who will love me? Who will love me?
Wow.
Who will receive my heart, my love, my flame? Who will see that my son's arms are wide open? Who will that person be? Who will that company of people be? He's searching. He's searching. He's searching. Ho! The Lord is searching. Does your heart? Does He have everything? I give you myself, Jesus.
You shall.
You exposed and exchanged everything for me. I give you myself, the great exchange. You gave me your life.
I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength,
with all my heart,
with all my soul, with all my strength,
with all my mind, with your love,
with all my heart, with all my soul, with all
love is a consuming inferno, Lord. Go! It's a fiery, fiery, white furnace of love, Lord God. It's purifying love, Lord.
Go! I want more.
Release that, Lord. Release that wave here. Release the wave. Oh, the flame. Oh, God, release it. Oh, oh. Shut up. Change us now, Lord. The transforming change is now. Hey, you are the Holy One. Your righteousness reigns, oh God. It's not about me and my world. It's about you. Ho, ho. Even my freedom. My freedom. My freedom is about you, that I would love you. Oh, that I would be devoted to you and you alone. Open my eyes, open my ears, that I would see.
What does love look like? What does love look like? A jealous God, yeah. He is a jealous God. Oh, he is a jealous God. He wants it all. He wants it all. He is a jealous God. Oh, he is a jealous God. Oh, he is a jealous God. He wants it all. He wants it. Everything, will you lay down your life for the Lamb? Oh, will you give Him everything? Will you lay your life down for the Lamb's reward?
Jesus, you're here today by your Spirit. Lord, we want to understand. We want that revelatory understanding of the depth of your love. We don't want to be callous because we've heard words like this before. We want to be shaken to the core of who we are by your love. Nothing else will work. Nothing else will remain. Nothing else will last. Oh, Shakaraba. Thank you, Jesus. We step in. We step in. Wow. Wow. And Bethany, can you come here? Shakaraba, Sananako.
feel in pace that we're entering into a new season. The Lord showed me that yesterday I was at the church and I was only here for a couple hours doing paperwork, and then I came out to my car and there was leaves scattered all on my dashboard and on my seats, and as soon as I saw that, my windows were open. There was no way it could have gotten in there. You know, there's nobody who put it in there. And the Lord spoke to my heart and he said, "Do you recognize the seasons change?" And that day, that day was the day that, like, the weather suddenly turned cold, and it reminded me of last fall when I was raking leaves for 2 hours, and as I was raking the leaves, the Lord spoke to me, and he said that as many leaves as you're raking now, that's how many people that we are going to bring into the kingdom. And so he's saying, whoa, that we're coming into a season of reaping the harvest. That, hey, the people are coming. That the people are coming, and they are coming, and they are so many people, and they are on their way, and they're coming, and we're entering into the season. We're entering into the season where the people are coming, and the Lord is gonna reap his harvest, and that he is gonna use this body, that he's going to use this body. Oh, yes, Lord. So Father, we call them in, Lord. We call in the people, call in your people, Lord, all across this county, Father. We call them in Jesus' name, Father. We call them in, Lord. We pray for finances, God. We pray for finances, Lord, that the finances will come, God. That the finances will come for a new building, Lord. That everything that needs to be done, God, will get done, Father. Because, Daddy, Lord, we trust you. We believe you, Father. So we say, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Bring them in, Father. We call it down, Lord. We see it, God. We see it, Lord. You say if we see it, we can have it. So, God, we claim it. We claim it, God. We claim it, Lord. We move that mountain, Father. I just see you moving that mountain, Lord. I see your hands. Oh, I see your hands underneath the mountain, and you're picking it up, God. So we claim that mountain, Father. We claim that mountain. We say that mountain's ours, Lord. Oh, that mountain's ours, God. Oh, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Just come and go and up and down and yo-yo through life. Come. Oh, shut up, I stop. I swear the cry of our hearts. Today marks the change.
This is how I know what love is. This is how I know what love is.
It's about Jesus. That's where the fire is. That's where the flame is. It's about Jesus. Come and burn for him. Lord, I want to count the cost. I want to step in. I'm willing, Lord. If that's your heart, I'm willing, Lord. Whatever it looks like. Whatever that love looks like. Whatever that purifying love looks like. That's what I want. Shut up, Asa. From
the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. We call them in. The broken, the hurting, the lame, the blind. We call them in, Lord God. That they would know you and they would burn for you. Let your kingdom come. Let it fall in this place in our hearts.
Revival fire.
As your kids, and we know you're here. Your power is here, your love is here. A great release of authority is coming to this world, Lord God, and we want to be part of the ones who receive that. Oh, this is what revival looks like. Our hearts crying for you. So
I know what love is. This is how I know what love is.
Just tell him, I'm willing. I choose you. I'm willing. I choose you. Oh. I'm willing. Tell him, I'm willing.
Count the cost, I will pay the price, I will lay down my life. I will count the cost, I will pay the price, I will lay down my life. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life for you. I will pay the price, I will count the loss, I will lay down my life. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life. I will pay the price, I will count the loss, I will lay down my life. For the Lamb, receive your reward, receive your reward, for the Lamb's sake. Oh, I will lay down my life. Oh, I will count the cost, I will pay the price, I will lay down my life for the Lamb. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life for you. I will pay the price, I will count the cost, I will lay down my life. Have your way, have your way. Revival fire come through me. We say yes, God. We say yes, God. We're answering the call. We're answering the call to be one who will be devoted to you. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. We say yes. Have your way. We say yes. All consuming fire. All consuming fire. Light my heart ablaze. All consuming fire. All consuming fire. Light my heart ablaze. All consuming fire. All consuming fire. Come and burn within me. All consuming fire. All consuming fire.
Burn in me. There's nothing left
consuming
in us,
fire,
Lord, but you.
Fire.
All we want
come
is your love to be pouring
me
through us, Lord.
Fire.
Then it becomes easy to prefer others, Lord.
Yeah.
Because that's who you are and that's who we become.
Hey. Oh, oh, oh,
wow.
Oh. Thank you.
Jesus. Oh. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that's our decree today. It's our declaration of faith to you, Lord God. It's a new sound being released to heaven. Not just through our instruments, Lord, but through our life,
yes,
through
Lord.
Our heart. It's a new sound to you. That has risen in a beautiful way and touches you where you see and hear and feel and know the ones who are devoted and dedicated to you and you alone. That's the desire of our heart, to desire the things that you desire, for you are the desire of the nations. That's who you are. Oh. Let it be, Lord, that our hearts would say yes and that we would know. And that understanding that's being released from heaven in this season would be ours. And we would be wrecked that we could do nothing else but think on you and not ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of burning for you. Your way. We want your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The Lord is raising up his prophetic intercessors, prophetic worshipers, prophetic evangelists, his prophetic people who hear the new sounds from heaven and offer new sounds to heaven as well. And come into the place where that breaker anointing is released because it's on God's heart. And then there becomes a breakthrough where there seems to be such more of an ease, where God's favor really flows. And people are moved and healed and changed. But if we can't feel his presence, We can't sense His nearness. We will continue to strive and strive, and God says, I didn't create you for that. I created you for ease. I created you for my purposes of love. It's very easy to become blah, or we can't feel. It's so easy, because that's the heart's cry of the enemy. Whatever I can do to bring blah. And if we're just fighting, constantly fighting, 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 we never seem to get into that place where the flame is burning so brightly that we recognize the blah and say, not here, not now, not on my watch, not my life. And the only thing that breaks through that is the flame of love and that fiery inferno that we've been talking about. You can't muster up. You can't make happen. It has to come at a place where the Holy Spirit just starts invading, because we're hungry and we're ready. And we posture ourselves and we position ourselves for the presence of God. We can talk about our fears. We can talk about our slowness or the things that hinder us. We can talk. But that won't change things. I'm exhorting you this morning, because some of you will be going with the children in a moment. I'm exhorting you to feast on John 17, especially verses 17 through 26. This week, we're beginning our Watch of the Lord global bridegroom fast prayer time. Some of you know what that is. Some of you have been here and don't know what that is. Some of you may have participated and not really understood what that is. But what we want are hearts that really understand, so that we really will ride that wave, because the wave is here for those who want to ride it. And God says you can ride it as fast or as slow as you want. So I just believe that God's imparted some things to the hungry ones, hopefully all of us this morning. I want to release something. You know, it's like, Lord, should I do that? No. Because, you know, being in love with Jesus is not school. But we do have training and equipping, as well as loving, just resting in His presence and communing with Him. It all really goes together. So we're an apostolic center here that's beginning. You are the beginnings of that. And God wants us to see that all over the world, here in Stark County, Akron, everywhere, He's raising up different pockets, different places of prayer, which is just really hanging out with Him. And in our overflow room, there's been a bulletin for 5 years, bulletin board, and it says, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. 5 years. And the Lord says, that's how I see you. Do you recognize that? It's who you are. And that's really how all of His bodies are to be. So we're making a way in this season for that to happen in greater capacity, for an understanding for each one of us. And I didn't even realize it, but the Lord has put together 7 different aspects of what this part of Frontline looks like as a house of prayer. You know, some might say, well, I know they do that fasting stuff at that place. And then they stay up all night. How weird that is. You know, and they do this soaking thing on Tuesdays. And, you know, there might be just a little bit of understanding, but I believe the Lord is saying, I want you to get it. I want you to see what I've already birthed here for 5 years. And soaking actually preceded that. It's been over 8. It's like, wow. I see, Lord, when we're quiet and still, then we see who you are and what you're doing. And the devil will do anything to try to stop that. So as part of our stepping into spiritual understanding, we created some folders that try to take them together, put it together. So when you're at home with a cup of coffee or a glass of carrot juice, that you could read through and say, what is this all about? because I'm with a bunch of people and I just want to understand everything. And it's right there, at least to try, so that we can step in and link arms together. Because I looked at Michelle, and I don't mean to embarrass you, Shell, but the first thing I saw was she's a bride wearing combat boots. With a white shirt, and she's got the boots on. Who could figure? So she gave, I'm sure she didn't think about that. He said, the Lord told you what? He's going to make you a sign and a wonder? Well, there you go. It's not weird. I'll help you with that. Just stand up there so they can see you. Oh. On the steps. There she goes. Yeah, me and my big mouth. But you see, if we say, yes, I'm your bride, but we don't know that the bride wears combat boots, and we don't know how that comes together, then we may not be a lovesick bride, really. We may be kind of sick. But the Lord says, I want us to be lovesick for you. Amen? For you, Jesus. So on these folders, I'm going to ask that you don't open them just right now, but I want each one to take one. Maybe Mike and others can just help you right now, and then just you can go back to your seat and put your name on it. But I want to explain the picture on the front. Just look at the picture. Can some people help Mike and others pass these out? Everybody, not the wee little children. We only, I don't know if we have, you know, this is for those who really want to jump in here. So hopefully we'll have enough. But please look, can you help? Just take, Teresa, take a bunch and help spread these out. There you go. So we do it real quickly. But before you leave for the children, would you look at the picture? We need the worship team to get a couple. Or someone. Take a look at the picture, and that's a picture from China in 2008. Thanks for not opening it yet. Did you get yours? Okay. Yeah. Anybody still needs one, put your hand up, please. Just put the rest in the back. Look at the picture, not yet. Look at the picture on the front. Children, I want you to see the picture on the front, and then we'll be released. Let them see the picture, because this may go on your shelf at home, which I hope it doesn't. I hope you read it. But the picture is from China. It's a real picture where the glory of God showed up in a tangible way. And we took pictures before and after with the same camera. And there was no change, except the glory of God showed up. It was a revival meeting in mainland China, and Jesus showed up. The glory presence of God showed up. A little girl came up to me, and she was the daughter of a missionary, and she said, I saw two big angels next to you when you were preaching and when these things were happening. I said, really, sweetie? Yeah, and she told me what they looked like. And I said, can you draw them for me, which I'll bring in. I didn't think of it today. And she drew me the angels. She saw them. Not little specks of gold, not little pictures of white, but formed angels with wings, clothes, presence. It's powerful. And the Lord's about to release a new wave here. This place is really not big enough. You may think, well, I see a lot of orange. But I believe it's up to how hungry are we for this move of God. This is the beginning. Everywhere we go, we preach and teach soaking. Everywhere, every nation, every place. This year, I'm not sure if all last year, but definitely some, and all this year, every place we went with the children and soaking, gold dust appeared. In Africa, Swaziland, and Ghana. And that happened in India this year as well. And Indonesia, where else were we? I don't know if we saw that in the Philippines or not. Did we talk about it? I can't remember. You have to remind me. We've been in 6 countries since January. That's not normal. And most of you have been overseas. And God is saying, I want to wreck you. Bethany fell over in the spirit. I didn't touch her. And she certainly isn't going to do that for, like, wow, look at me. That's power. And that's the flame of fire that God is saying that he has for us. So So children are going to be released, but the teachers need to know that, we've got something big coming up this week. We've released and received and postured ourselves going, okay, God, let's read what he's doing. Wednesday morning or late Tuesday night, whenever you stop eating, we're starting a global bridegroom fast. If you don't know what that is, we've been doing it for 5 years. Mike Bickle of International House of Prayer had a vision back in the early 2000s of millions of people fasting for Jesus, but he's not the only person. There are many people in many ministries. But this, where Jesus said, won't you fast for me? It's called a global bridegroom fast. When we heard about it, we partnered with it 5 years ago, and we've been doing it consistently, monthly. It's explained in there from the very beginning. You want to read that and go, do I want to be part of this? We also are part of Watch of the Lord, which is another big movement of God around the world where people watch and pray. It's explained in there. We've been doing that for 5 years as well. It's like, well, how does this little body go to all this cool stuff happen? Because we watch, we pray, we soak, we fast, we love, we worship, and we see that God says, you are like a diamond. This is my last word, then we go to the classes. You're like a diamond, and a diamond has many facets of glory. And the Lord says, first the natural, then the spiritual. But the Lord says, in these facets that shine, there are different expressions, and they're all for me. That's what our house of prayer is. It's unusual. It's different, but it's all the Lord. And everyone will have their own DNA around the world. And you need to understand what that is. So we tried to put something together for you. Be encouraged, be blessed. We encourage children, young and old, to come out next Friday, 10 to 6, and figure out, say, God, help. It makes no sense to me. I've got to figure out a way to make that work. Would you do it? I can't stay up. God will tell you differently because it's his idea, not mine. So I'm just encouraging you. There's no demand. Fasting is never... There's never a demand for fasting or prayer. That's never right because it's the wrong motive anyway. It's an appeal from heaven to earth saying, do you want to understand me? We've been passing out prayer and fasting books, and some of you were asked to bring them back today. Here's one. This one goes to Hannah. Where are you, Hannah? I told you, get the first one. Anybody else bring their book back? Blesses me when I see the young ones wanting to devour something. And it blesses me when I see the older ones wanting to devour something. And it blesses me when I see the ones who've been here forever, it seems, saying, I need to devour something new because I've read it before. God will reveal something. There will be a revelation of his love for you. How to? There are steps and roadmaps in the kingdom, but God says, fall in love with me, and it becomes a joy. It's not a formula. Amen. Children, you are released. But please put your name on these because we're going to have them all over the building, right? Is that mine? Is that mine? Is that mine? And you want the children to put their gum inside or anything. So if you would do that, that would be great. Put your name on it. If you find in one of your papers that as some of this was being written fairly quickly, you find in some of your papers 5 years ago instead of 2005, change it with your pen. Like, that's not very smart. You're right. So it's changed in the master, but too late. So 5 years ago, to explain to you things, 2005 would be 5 years ago. So next year, it won't be 5 years ago. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we would be so undone today, that we would be wrecked today. That would be our heart's cry, our prayer, Lord God. That there would be such a release today inside of us that we change as of today, inside by your Spirit. That would be our heart's desire, Jesus. You know, I don't have to speak long today. The Lord showed up. Isn't that great? And I'm just going to speak. I have all kinds of things. I could talk all night. Those of you come on Friday, I won't do that. But it's Fridays are cool. So many awesome things happen. God shows up in ways that can't be experienced other ways. You can read about that. But I just really, I have so many things on my heart. I just want to ask the Lord which ones he wants me to share right now. Oh my. I think I'll take a drink while he speaks to me. You know, we really don't want to get too used to, I worship and then somebody speaks for an hour. It's not bad. It's good. But we really need to say, Jesus, I want you. I don't care how it looks. And if Pastor Bill or Pastor Mary Pat or somebody else isn't speaking today, I'm not going to be undone, shaken, going, this isn't right. It's not church. We want Jesus to show up in whatever way he wants by the Spirit. Amen. It's really true. But he's saying, I'll squeeze the religion right out of you. And then we'll have a group of little kids someday who will be doing what we sing about. Soon. We'll have the little Joshuas, and the little Josephs, and the little Davids, and Daniels, and Judas, and others. Isabellas, I can't name them all right now, and they keep coming. But they're going to come up here, and the ones who are seeing in the spirit realm better than many, probably, are going to say, that angel has something to say right now. Is it okay if we stop and listen? The angels that are here, there are angels here, by the way. You can ask God to open your eyes. And fasting is a really, really good way to see in the spirit realm and the unseen realm in ways that you've not seen. If you're really busy this week, fast in a way that's good for you. But fast, if you can, if you want to. Do what works for you. Read about it. There are options. It's like, wow, you're kidding me. I don't have to die? Just to yourself. Die daily. Die daily to yourself. That's what it's all about. Oh, that's a good word. I like that one, Lord. That's really good. Mm-hmm. I do exhort you for John 17 to really, I really believe that as we concentrate during this fasting week on that and just say, what does this mean? I don't get it. Or would you help me get it more? Especially the last part of John 17. You know, Jesus' prayer to the Father, Jesus, the explanation of the glory of God just over us. God says, if you really can step in and connect here, it's really going to change your world. It's going to change your life, and it's going to change things at Frontline as well. Ask God when you're fasting. And if you start getting ugly with each other or grouchy or a headache or whatever, well, it could be toxins in your body coming out, but it also could be something else. And it's probably toxic, no matter what it is. And God wants toxins to leave. Simple. Laura's the queen of getting rid of toxins. I learn a lot from her. So, you know, let's really a good look at what God wants to do. And if we're, you know, if we're so worried about striving, if we're saying, oh God, am I striving? Am I striving? We're probably not. Because he's saying, well, the devil wants you to think you're striving. And if you want to do this because you love me and that's how you started this, then you're not striving. It's just not easy. Let me show you how. When I was at the prophetic booth on Friday, which was really phenomenal. I don't know, is Tia here? Is she here today? Okay. We had a really good talk. I just got to know her. She's from Mount Union. And she can listen to this online sometime. And she's a really neat person. And I started to share with her my background and my testimony because we have some similar beginnings, you know, backgrounds and such. And I was just really reminded of what God did in my life as a little Catholic girl growing up and how he wanted to invade my heart and what that really was going to look like and how that was going to change me and change the world that I was in and be used to change the world that I go to. It's like, oh. So I started to tell her a little bit about that. And I was reminded of a time when I was in college, because she's in college, and how this guy knocked at my door, my dorm room. This guy came to my dorm room. You go to Kent State, guys can go in the dorm, you know. And so he knocked on the door, and I'm standing there, and I'm holding a cigarette. Yes, I did smoke and did have, I did do that, and drank and all those kinds of things, you know, back in the day. Because I was a good Catholic girl who didn't do other things, maybe, but I, nothing against Catholicism. That's just where I was, that's where I was. It's true. So this guy comes in, and he was really scared. And I thought, who are you? And he says, do you know Jesus? And I said, huh? What? Or something like that. And I said, I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic. And he said, if you died tonight, do you know if you'd go to heaven? I thought, oh boy, I've heard this one before, I can't wait. Because I was very full of myself and very arrogant, thinking I was a very nice person, because I was good. But I was very full of myself and very arrogant. So I thought, well, being true to form, I can give him a hard time. I grew up that way in my house, and I knew how to do that quite well. And so, you know, I said, well, I'm a good person. Oh, and that was a trigger for him, I think, in his notes. It's like, if they say this, say that. And so when he told me that, you know, that's not going to get me into heaven, I said, why not? Because I thought he was crazy, because I hadn't done the big sins, you know. I go to Mass and I do all those kinds of things once in a while, and I get forgiven for some of those other things, but I haven't done the really big stuff. I know those commandments. So I went to Catholic school. And again, no slam that way at all meant. And he looked at me and he said, you don't like what you're doing, really. The real you doesn't like what you're doing. And I said, I really like this. I'm pretty happy. And he says, you're really not. And he was pretty bold for being kind of punky. You know, he didn't really know how to speak my language, but he was trying. But I remembered it all these years later, and I thought of it last night. And I didn't share this with Tia, I don't think, this part. Maybe I did, and we shared a lot, but if not, she can hear it on the tape. Tia, if you want to listen to this, this will be good too. But this this guy looked at me and he said, if you want to go outside, look out your window. So I look out my window in the parking lot, and there's this little hill, and he said, you may not see a big hill there, but if there was a big hill or a big mountain, you could speak to that mountain, tell it to be removed, and it'd be cast into the sea. And you could have those things that you say, and they will come to pass. Of course, I didn't know that was scripture back then. And that's become one of my life scriptures. Like, oh boy, God, you're so funny. Even when I'm not saved, you show up like this. And I said, oh, really? So I should just go to that window and say, mountain be removed? He goes, yeah, why don't you do that? So I did. And I went to that mountain. I was totally natural. I was not in the spirit, of course. And I told that mountain to be removed, and I said, you know, that mountain's not moved at all. So what do you think about that? And he said, well, you need to know Jesus. Something to that effect. It was a while ago. And I just said, thanks. He goes, you don't want to hear anything else? I said, not really. So out the door he went, and I thought, what a jerk, is what I thought. I did, really. I thought, this guy, I mean, he is a loser, and I was the loser. I was the one who didn't have the love of Jesus in my heart, thinking I was so convinced that I was this loving person. People used to flock to my dorm room and ask me how to solve their problems, always. I always had a crowd of people around me, high school, college, because it was a gift in me that God wanted to spiritualize. And people came to me always wanting answers, and I gave them mostly wrong ones, probably. But I gave them, you know, a lot of good answers too, but they weren't from the Lord. Well, the good ones were. Because I didn't know the kingdom, I didn't understand. So I was rebellious, you know, and I didn't know that. Nobody told me what that looked like, and the Lord was just patiently waiting for me. But the reason I'm telling you this is because we are entering into a season, because you know I'm born again, and you know I'm not smoking, and all the things that might, you might, if you need to know that, I need to tell you that, I'm not out in the back. And it's not the smoking, it's the fact that Jesus is not my king when I'm stepping into that, because it's not good for me. So, you know, it's just, that's the truth. So if that's your deal, you may want to just dump it, because it's not good for your body at all. And it hurts you. So that's a thought. But I didn't care about those things because I didn't know Jesus. And so I didn't care what he thought about my body. But he does care in this season what we think about our body. He cares. He cares what we think about everything, our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. He cares about our spirit. He cares about everything. Because when we cry out and say, oh, you're my first love, and then we go turn around and we do whatever we want because we really don't believe that he is our first love, then, you know, we just get stuck. But we are entering into a season of great release of authority, which is where I was going with this. And this is what I believe he wants you to hear today. This piggybacking on this phenomenal worship. I believe the Lord wants us to know that the authority that's about to be released in greater capacity around the world, and we'll see pockets of it, will be released to those who understand the facets of glory and walk in them in intimacy with the Lord. Which is why we did the folder. You know, we don't want the old Greek way of thinking, okay, I need to have everything slotted in a box, and if it's organized, so much better. Now I know what to do. That's wrong thinking. And that's not what we did in the folder, but we did want to put things together in a way so you could think, is this for me? Is this who I am? Do I enjoy this lifestyle? Is this a lifestyle, a cultivated lifestyle of love that works for me? Is it in the Bible? Is it scriptural? What do we do? And that's why there's been this strong release in recent times, recent weeks, again, or months, for fasting and prayer and soaking and things like that. But that's not new to this body. It's not new to your leaders. It's not new. But I will tell you, it's new for anyone, including your leaders, who want to step into a greater depth of revelation of his love. Now, let me say that again. Greater depth of revelation of his love. What that means is that Jesus is saying, I hung on the cross for you. My arms are wide open for you. I bled for you and I raised for you. How much of who I am from that capacity really completely rivets your world? How much of what you have heard so far with your ears rocks you completely? What did she just say? When we say, Lord, I want a revelation of the cross, and we really mean that while we're doing the dishes, while we're mowing the grass, whatever we're doing, Lord, I really want that. We are going to take a look at everything else in our life, and it's going to start to filter through that. Our children, our spouses, our intendeds for the future, our singleness, wherever we are, whatever it would be, we'll start to filter through that in a way, in a capacity that it is new to us. Not that you have to cry when you talk about the Lord, but you notice when Jamie had a vision of Jesus, she can't, she's undone, she's wrecked. Why? Because we are created to connect from heaven to earth in such a way that our bodies, emotionally, physically, you know, this part of us is designed by God as a beautiful treasure to be able to completely be undone by heaven. And so when he undoes us as we choose him, there's some kind of synergy between those two things happening together. And then there's a breaking point. There's a cataclysmic connection that just busts out in power. Huh? Well, you have to catch it by revelation. Oh, I don't understand what that means. I need to study what that means. The Lord says, open my word and see what I'm saying about revelation, about the spirit of revelation, and what that will do for your heart. The Lord is seeing us in as his little kids. He doesn't want to have blinders on our eyes and earplugs in our ears. He wants us to be completely rattled. And if he decides that, you know, there's a burst of power and there's nobody standing around you and you fall on the floor, how cool is that? That happens here, not just with Bethany, but I've seen it before. And there was a release of power last Sunday here where we received, and the Lord said, lay hands. There was a release also of power for greater intimacy and stepping into the things that belong to us last Tuesday night. And the Lord said, put hands out. Today, he said, don't touch anybody. Okay, so those of you who came up expecting that, he's saying, I'm here. I'm here. That's all that matters. So there is no formula, and he'll make sure of it wherever we are and whatever we're doing. He really will. So this release of authority, this is what I want you to catch today. This release of authority will actually happen. It's prophesied. It's scriptural. You can read about it even in John 17 if you look for that. This release of authority, this is my you know, hope that you will, because God will reveal it to you in greater measure. It's not like, well, I'll do this week and I've got it. Boom, thank you. I'll put it in that slot. No. It's going to set you on a in a place that will rock you and change you forever. That if things don't go right at work, you're okay. If things bottom out when you get a phone call, you're really okay. You're really not moved. If somebody does something that's not in the kingdom, okay, that's fine. But I'm in love, because the love has so gripped me that the revelation now is flowing. Okay, to be more simplified, let me say this. Believe it or not, hopefully you believe this, that God is saying, I want you, this group right here, to really get past the fact that you're not walking in freedom with issues. Now, that doesn't mean that you say, okay, fine, I won't feel. No. He's saying, step into everything that we've been talking about, praying about, singing about, and be the first one on your feet. You don't have to come up here. I don't even see who's up here, really. But be the first one on your feet going, that's me. Instead of staying where any of us might be, you know, where we were last week. God is saying, this is not the season. There's something new going on. It's a new season. So this authority will bring us to a point where our little bodies or bigger bodies will be defying physics and the natural. We will actually be able to do things such as, boom, speak to that mountain, or command the rain to stop, going, whoa, that really in biggerness or bigger capacity, greater capacity. And the Lord says, if you don't understand that, and if you don't seek after me, you're not understanding how big my power is. With one word, he said, let there be light. One word, one spoken word, and everything was put into existence. Jesus, the great creator, the author and finisher of our faith, was showing up and in Genesis, at creation. Our children this week, and for how long are they doing creation series? For this month, you can ask them. Ask them what they're learning. They are getting what you're hearing scaled down for them. Isn't that great? About creation. Not just so they can stand against evolution, by God. It's so that they become so undone on the inside, that their Jesus is so real, that they can recognize over time the ungodly, the profane, and that which is just like, doesn't work. Sorry. Because that's not what love looks like. That's your Western mindset. Sorry. It's like, what? Can you see in the future, and I don't know how far off, but I believe we're the generation who will see Jesus. Me too. I don't know what that looks like, but that propels me forward. That just grabs me every day. When I'm doing the dishes, juicing carrots, or whatever I'm doing, it's like, we're the generation who will see you, Jesus. I don't understand that. But Lord, you put a burning flame inside of me, and it can't stop. It won't go out because you're there. Oh, Lord, what's next? Yay. Are you ready to walk on water? Do you think that happens? Well, Mel Tari will tell you about that. He's coming in January. He's already been here several times, but he's had miracles where what has appeared to be wasn't. And that he can tell you about that later. But that's where we're going, where what we see in the natural isn't. It is the reality of our natural eyes. But when we sing, this is the reality that Jesus is King, Jesus is Deliverer, and I want to walk in the release of his authority and power, which only comes from laying down and being in love. You will not be released as an authoritative person of God unless you go low, and I go low, low. And if that means we have to stop what we're doing, do an about face, and say, Jesus, what does that mean for me personally? It may rock your whole way of doing things in your world right now. And that's okay. It's okay. It's a new day. It really is a new day. It's not enough to say, where's my place? What do I do? It's not right thinking. Oops. What do you mean? Is this not a purpose-driven life? I think it's a love-driven life. I think there's some things to be learned here. And the Lord is saying, what does love look like? If that becomes our heart's cry, really, really, and say, Lord, I want to experience you that way. There are going to be some changes. I believe the future. Some of us have had pockets and pictures of the future and what they may look like. But how to get there? God says, it's got to be a way that I'm showing you, not a way that feels right or seems right to you alone. It needs to be my kingdom best. And a person who is wondering and asking and learning how to hear the Lord has no problem wondering, learning, and asking with those around him or her. As we're saying, what does love look like? It's a question I've been pondering. What does it really look like? I thought she was going to go through a passage of scripture and take it apart. I mean, she does that all the time, you know, and there's all kinds of scriptures she's throwing out, and they're up on the board. That's happened here already. You just need to be able to see it. If you hear it and you see it, the transformation comes in the seeing and the hearing. What did she say? Paul actually said in Corinthians, I die daily. We're starting freedom class this week. No. Yes? Right, Sin? On Thursday, she's teaching it. Praise the Lord. Come. Take it again. Because we start with the cross. Everything that we do starts and ends with the cross. Because without the cross, there's no resurrection. Without understanding why and the love behind it, we stay in our troubles. We stay in our stuff with all the things that happen around us, with our children, our parents, and all the lives, you know, all the connections that we have. The Lord says, come. Come to my table. Come to my table, my wedding banquet table, because I hung on that cross, bleeding, saying, will you marry me? My arms were wide open, bleeding, saying, will you be my bride? This is how much I love you. This is what I will do. Don't just look at me for benefits. Just don't look at me. But yet, there are benefits. Understand my benefits. Understand who I am. Go after that revelation of me. Lord, I want that opened up to me today. Today, I'm marking myself right now. Mark me, Lord. I want to say, Lord, I want to be one of those people that says, Lord, I want that hunger for you. And if I don't have it, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm going after you. I'm pursuing the King who's already drawing. That's all the Lord was waiting for me in college. He was drawing me. He was drawing me by putting people in my path. I just was too full of myself to see it. But I didn't forget the drawing. I didn't forget that. He was drawing me. And he was saying, sweetie, anything with my stamp attached to it is always good. It's so loving and it's so kind. And there's no depression in that. And there's no heartache in that. And there's no striving in that. You know, there's no cut to that. Now, we can fast and say, well, take the rough edges off of me, Lord. That's really true. But if we fast because we want to, oh, I just want to know you and love you, because that's what you say about fasting. Then he's going to say, and what about those kids in India? Do you want to pray for them? You see, it's going to spill out of that intense desire for passionate love with the King. Intense. If you're not intense in that area, face him. Talk to him. I'm intense, but I won't give up this. What? Have a picture of him, arms wide open, bleeding, saying, would you marry me? Come to my banqueting table. There's a wedding feast I'm preparing, and I want you to bring as many as you can to that. If you don't know there's a wedding feast and you don't see yourself as a bride, it won't be very important to you. But fast and pray, and it probably will. There'll be some revelation of that as you study the scriptures. There's tons of scriptures in the handouts. This is great fun. It's a journey of discovery. So this journey of discovery today deepens for each one of us, because we choose love. We choose him. It's a choice. He gave us our free will so that we could choose. Every day is a choice. Every moment is a choice. Everything that we're part of is a choice. That's what love is. He gives us that choice. And he says, do you want to choose to fall in love with me? So that when you sing, I love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you don't feel it, you're saying, Lord, I want to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's what I want from you. That love to invade me so much. And if there's any pride in me where I'm not feeling that love, Lord, I'm running away from that, whatever it would look like. I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting. I wait on you, but I'm not waiting. That's a paradox. How does that work? Ask him. Read John 17. Meditate on it. Think on these things. Go deeper. Don't just read books. Read revelatory things, which would be revelatory books that are spin-offs of the good book, of the scriptures. Read the scriptures every day. And there's life in the scriptures. Life, 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 life. Wow. Ask God this week. Here's my other plea. Lord, I was crucified with Christ. That's what your word says, Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with you. The old is gone, the new is come. Nevertheless, it's just not I who live, but you, Christ, who lives in me. Would you increase my... There's the word, revelation of that. Anybody who wants to get their life right, any of your kids or grandkids or friends, you know, oh, or they have to come to the end of themselves before, you know, they'll look up and all that. Do you know it's still about us then? The Lord is saying, if you don't understand why I came, you don't know what happened in the garden, you don't know what I started all this shebang out doing as the creator of the universe, and how I was determined to love you so much, even when you pushed me away, that I would make a way for that to be restored to you, that Adam could look at that mountain and say, be removed. And that's what I'm restoring. That's what I did at the cross. Oh my gosh, you can live as the way Adam did in the garden and Eve before the fall. That's amazing. How can that be? Because we're becoming one. If we are, it's one thing that I want, the only thing I want, and that's to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And God says, if that's your heart cry, everything will change. Your world will change. It will not be about anything else. Worship will change up here. It's wonderful. I don't mean that. But it will. There will be this heavenly flow that just occurs. I'm not up there. But God is saying, I'm taking you there because these are new sounds. But you will hear the new sounds that I'm releasing from heaven. And you will also choose to say, what is a new sound and what does that look like? When you sing, the same will happen. It's changing. Wow. Oh, I had tons of scriptures. But this is what God wanted to do today. And I'm happy. Because I'll share it another time. The Lord says, are you wrecked for me today? Are you wrecked for me today? Is this really a new day for you? Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you that you showed up in a phenomenal way today, Lord. And I believe this is what you wanted me to impart today. You gave me tons more, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord God, that today is a new day for each one of us here and that something is changing in the atmosphere and that we've received your challenges. We've received, let's try this, guys. But it's not really a trying. It's a connecting in heart. It's something new. Something different. Lord, if we don't see what you're doing. You'll continue to help us, but we want to see. We want to soar in the heavenlies. We've made commitments to you today. We've asked for your flame of fire to burn inside. We've asked you to squeeze us, Lord, so that we will really, really reflect your aroma. We want your aroma inside. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord is just quickening me right now that there are two kinds of people when there's a suggestion posed of, hey, why don't we move forward in his love? One who will not see it at all or start it and not finish, and the other will think it's too hard because it's just, you know, it's too much expecting from me. And the Lord wants us to know that when he's behind a move, which is what he's doing here, as he's moving, he's saying, all you have to do is say yes. And if there's anything that seems too hard, it's because the enemy is trying to stop you from moving. It comes down to that. Because he never presses and pounds and, oh, it has to be this way. That's in our thinking. God says, that's not the thinking that I want you to have. But look around. Just look at all the people in here, and there's a bunch with the kids. They're your comrades. Some are working, some aren't here today. There are more. These are your comrades, and the Lord is saying, okay, we're going to link arms, and we're gonna say yes to what he wants to bring here. But he already has. But he's saying, if you want me to inhabit, then pay attention. Because the love has to grab us. It has to be his love. And if you're not so sure about that, go sit with him. Soak with him. Talk to him. It starts there. Bethany and Hannah have had pictures and others of masses of young people coming in here for a long time, and they match up with other things that have been prophesied here, and it's happening. It's just starting. You may think, well, I don't see masses. Well, we need to contend for what he's revealing, and he is revealing right now. So Father, I just thank you that we've closed today. This is what you wanted me to impart for now. So Father, I've done what you've asked me to do, and may we feed on these things, Lord God, that we would contend for that type of revelatory love on the inside, Father, that really would change us, change us, change us, the hunger and thirst after you in greater ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to be a place that's about programs. We want to be a place that's really about you. Arms wide open for us. Thank you, Lord. Now if you open up your folders to the first page only, it should say House of Prayer. And I want you to understand it. You don't have to read it, but it should be the first one, am I right? But on that, if you turn it over and pull it out, find House of Prayer and just turn it over. You can read it. Not now, but just turn it over and you will see seven areas. Okay? All of those areas are discussed in the folder. And some of it's on the website, but it's going to be changed, so it's a little bit clearer for you, I think. But those are the areas that constitute this aspect of Frontline Ministries, International Frontline Worship Center. And we also have a school of worship and a training center, which is part of that. All of those things, which are included. So this is not, you know, a single picture of Frontline, but it is the core. This is the foundation of everything else. When we go to the nations, we train people up, it flows out of this heart, this expressed heart. So you can put it back in. I just wanted you to read it. And when you have time, you can read through the rest. This Wednesday, again, if you choose to fast and be part of this, join us. Come out for Friday. Throne room stations will not be held this week, but they're explained in the handouts. And I hope this helps clarify some things. This is what the Lord put on my heart this week. Help people see. If they want to see, they can see. Invite your friends. Everything that we do that you see in this folder is open and has been for 5 years for anybody. So invite your friends to come. And we pray that there'll be others, you know, around Ohio that spring up, because God's doing it. And they have. There are some that are around, and they're good. And God is saying, this is the expression here, so let's know what's going on, and let's bring other people in and help. Amen? Is there anybody else, I can close here, who is returning the prayer and fasting book? It's really good. It's so loving. It's just filled with love and power. No? Okay, if you could bring it on Tuesday, if you've had it for 2 weeks, you know, when we first passed it out, so others can read it during the fast, that would really be nice. So if you can speed that part up, then we can switch them, okay? Well, bless you all. And is there any announcement about retreat? Which is not this week, not this coming week, but the week after. 2 weeks. We would like to get a horde of high school, college, young adults in there. Church, 2 weeks from today, will be at night. So we'll put a sign on the door. It'll be in the bulletin and all that. But please, don't come in the morning. Because of retreat, yes. Okay, we'll be at night. It's whatever time. It's 6:30? 6? We'll put it in the bulletin. 6:30. Thank you. 6:30. 2 weeks from today. And that's what we do. So that'll be a great opportunity for you to bring friends who want to see what Frontline's about if they are not church people or whatever.